I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All By the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we are starting Gilmore Girls Season 2.
We made it. This episode's called Sadie Sadie. That's cute. I don't know what it's about.
A big decision. Oh my.
Lorelai is maybe possibly engaged to Max Medina.
Oh my god.
Rory's back with Dean. That's all that happened in the last episode.
Yeah. Yeah. We weren't too crazy about the last episode of season one.
Okay, here we go. We are in the center of town.
People wearing flower crowns.
Lots and lots of yellow flowers, everybody. Maybe calling back to everywhere. Calling back to the thousands of yellow daisies everywhere in the last
episode. You should get married in Italy.
All the way from home, same topic. There's tons of stuff going on in the world. Big stuff.
Like?
Balkans.
That was ages ago. Read a paper. Ugh, they make my hands black.
Lorelai's reading, wearing a shirt that has a bulldog on the front of it.
With a huge bouquet of something that smells really good.
A boxer.
And you should wear a long veil with your hair up.
Oh, I'll take any other subject in the world for 200 hours.
She's talking about a wedding.
Why do you want to think about this?
Because I haven't made my mind up about the yes or no part.
Oh my God.
So I don't want to start fantasizing about dresses and flowers or doves and tulle until I do. So please change the subject.
I think the bridesmaids should be able to pick their own dresses.
You know how in All in the Family when Edith would be yapping about something and
Are all these flowers around town the ones that were at the inn, or is this something separate?
They don't look like daisies. Well,
they're not daisies.
I don't know. They could be, but there is a lot of yellow flowers everywhere around town. It is crazy.
Yeah,
something's going on. How's the sound to you?
Pretend to make a noose and hang himself or shoot himself in the head?
It was a little louder.
I don't know. Something about this moment just made me think of that.
Is it okay right now?
I'm taking these to Lane.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Meet me at Luke's.
Oh, get me a paper, please.
Lorelai's got red in her hair now. She got a new... If you're out there we go. Sorry, everybody. All right. Do we have a new intro? Okay, looks like we still got some old clips.
Looks the same so far.
The same.
That's the same.
Same?
I think it's the same.
Really? But it's all from season one. Don't you think they would pop in some season two in here?
Oh, wait.
That didn't seem... No, this is all old.
Nope, that's
this
the same.
This is all old. Maybe they're going to change it, because sometimes they don't change it until they've filmed more episodes. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Jared Padalecki joined the cast in this season.
That's new.
That's new. Okay, they popped him in there. Good for him. He gets a cast credit. That is big deal.
Look at that, Jared, making a paycheck.
That is a really big deal for a young actor. Okay.
Getting a promotion.
All right. Rory's coming up to Lane's house.
All under control.
Oh, Lane and mother are fighting.
Children will know what their parents think they can handle. I'm sorry, was that the hint? I have to work.
I guess all these flowers are the flowers from...
I came to bring you some of my mom's flowers.
Yep.
Thanks. Yes. There they are.
Yeah, they are.
Okay?
Yeah.
No, not okay. What's wrong? Did she find your CD burner?
My mother and father are sending me to Korea for the summer to visit my cousins.
What?
They're sending me to Korea and they won't tell me when I'm coming back.
What do you mean they won't tell you when I'm coming back?
That's scary.
I mean, they bought me a one-way ticket.
Well, she's going to come back for high school.
The plane goes there and stops.
Are you sure?
I called the airline to confirm it, and my parents were in their room whispering all morning. And when my mother came out, she looked very happy. She was humming. I swear, they're planning on sending me to Korea for the rest of my life.
Lane,
come on. It's going to be just like that Sally Field movie, when her husband took them to Iran and wouldn't let them come back, except that I won't have to keep my head covered.
Okay, calm down.
What Sally Field movie is that?
Are you listening? I'm being shipped off to Korea.
Yeah, I think you're freaking out a little prematurely.
A Sally Field movie about...
Yes.
Going to Iran?
Let's think about this. Maybe there's some deal with the airline, and that's why the ticket's one way. Or maybe they haven't worked out the plans with your cousins yet. Or there's a weather consideration or a holiday that you don't know
about. Oh,
you're
going to stay there all summer until you come back for school. That's what's going to happen.
I'm really going to miss you.
You're going to go there and never come back.
Well,
come here, please.
I have to go.
She has to go back to high school.
You've been a good friend.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not going to leave her there.
No. They're going to make her come back to American high school. Absolutely. Oh, tons of bridal magazines that Lorelai's passing.
They shoot a gland from a pig's head.
She's talking about the magazine guy.
Twice a month
this is a new addition to the street.
Wow. Hope she's not kosher.
I don't know.
All those weddings. The 17 magazine. Oh my God, so many bridal magazines. Ah!
Oh, Lorelai's looking at him.
I didn't have Lorelai's any looking at him. Bridal magazines at all for my wedding.
Hey
what? Nothing?
Not even one?
Huh? Not even one.
You a Leo?
No.
I wanted one, but I never got one.
Those guys are screwed this week.
Huh. Hmm. Also, she has some very interesting pants on today.
They're kind of cute. They're kind of like spider webs.
Sigourney Weaver's on the front of that Moore magazine, and she looks amazing.
She pulled a bride magazine down. She's flipping through it. Oh.
With her new colored hair that she's got, that's very, she's got a little bit of highlights.
What's your eating?
God, Rory just popped up behind her.
Style wedding's very interesting.
No, not very interesting.
Get any ideas?
Yes, we should have cake more often.
Hey, Bootsy, I'll take this.
Oh, no, I just don't.
That's $6.
Lorelai!
Oh, jeez.
So...
Hi, Patty.
In style weddings, you said yes!
Oh, no, not yet.
Yet! She said
no.
Yet!
No, Patty!
He's a good man.
Oh. Yeah, he's a great man.
Oh, I love this.
Don't give Patty the right idea. Tell everyone you said yes.
She's also wearing some daisies.
No, it just happened last night. Oh, Patty, stop it. I'll tell him.
It just happened last night.
Not that big a deal if he just finds out.
Well, whatever you
say. She got a new hairstyle in a day.
So happens, we are on our way over there now to have some breakfast, and I'll tell Luke that.
Yeah, apparently.
Patty, Luke and I are just friends.
Yes, I know.
It's true.
Okay, let's go.
Patty knows more than you. You're being dumb.
Mm-hmm. What is?
I know.
She's gonna
just
leave this place.
Patty,
Patty,
no!
Patty, no! She's gonna tell everyone. Everybody's following her with all the daisies. Daisy chains.
Well, I don't like it. See if I can stop
her. The Universal Studios lot is going crazy.
Oh my gosh, it's a full lot today.
Full lot.
The snack table's full of food today.
The craft services table.
The craft services table's full. Full today.
I can't wait for the movie theater to reopen.
Yeah, I'm sure this town has nothing better to do.
They're excited about a wedding.
All right. They went to Luke's and everyone is looking inside, being creepy.
Because they want to see him. Huh? Her tell Luke the news.
I will.
Now.
Why?
Because in 5 minutes someone's about to be pushed through that window.
This is crazy. Why is everybody making such a big deal about this?
Because everyone knows that Luke has a thing for you.
Luke does not have a thing for me.
Tell him.
Ugh, we can barely get through a single conversation without biting each other's heads off.
Tell him.
Everything about me repulses that man. My coffee drinking, my eating habits. Remember when I called him Ranger Bob last week? He hated that.
Will you get me a muffin when you're...
Because he loves you.
God, fine.
Oh my gosh. He got walked out. He didn't hear the whole conversation. Just standing there.
It was a very loud conversation.
No, thanks. I can wait.
I didn't think he was really right there.
What the hell's going on with them?
Oh, I don't know.
Crazy people. The whole town should be medicated and put in a rec room.
Slowly putting instant coffee into a...
Luke, get a measuring cup, you heathen.
Well, I have something to tell you. No, I have something to share with you, actually.
Share with me?
Yes. Because when exciting things happen in your life, you want to share them with the people in your life who you think will find them exciting, which I think you will.
That shirt is very distracting.
It's very...
Exciting, I've heard. I'm all prepared to jump up and down if necessary.
Okay, then. Here it is. Max has asked me to marry him.
Yeah, I figured.
You did?
Well, it was obvious. You know, you two were getting kind of close. He was around a lot. You know, and then last night with that... some life-changing thing
Mm-hmm.
Put two and two together and figured it out.
Oh.
Her hair does look very
Congratulations,
different.
It does,
way.
Yeah.
Thank
she
you.
Set a date.
She got a highlight.
Well, no, I haven't
definitely
answered him yet.
You're going to say yes.
How do you know?
Well, You're making a big deal about telling me he proposed.
I don't think I'm making a big deal.
You wouldn't do that if you weren't going to say
yes. She had a highlight and a cut,
too. I'm sharing something with you. Sharing is not making a big deal. Sharing is a nice gesture. Like when you're a kid and you have one of those popsicles and you break it in two and offer half to another kid, that is sharing. That is what I'm doing.
You offered me half a popsicle.
Yes. Okay, so now you know.
Now I know.
I guess I'll just have two blueberry muffins and some coffee.
Come right up.
Okay.
You know, I think it's good you're doing this.
You do? Good. Me too. I mean, not that I'm definitely doing it, but if I do, then it'll be good.
Where are you going to live?
What?
Here? Hartford?
Here. I don't know. We haven't talked about it, actually.
Hartford's probably good. Closer to Rory's school.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Of course, it is a little far from the inn.
Yeah.
But who knows how long you'll work after you're married.
Excuse me?
Oh, but you probably what? Already talked about that, right?
No, but I do think he and my father have come to an agreement on how many goats I'm worth.
Hey, I'm just talking here. It's great.
Yeah, they really shouldn't have gotten engaged
you
without talking
kids?
About this.
Personal.
I mean, he wants kids, right?
In the world? Yes, he wants kids.
You haven't talked about that either.
Okay,
no.
You know what we have and have not discussed is none of your business.
Do you want to check any accounts? You do know his last name, don't you?
I want my popsicle back.
Fine, it's your business.
Yes, it is. It's my business.
Hey, some people go their entire lives without having these kinds of conversations. My parents didn't discuss a damn thing my entire childhood. Worked fine for them. Of course, when my mom died, she hadn't told my dad where the coupon drawer was. It took him 10 years to find it. Used a coffee can the whole time.
Okay.
I don't care what anybody says. Coupon can is not as good as a coupon drawer.
How are those muffins coming?
But you know what? You might like a coupon can. You never know.
He's taking this very well, but he's trying to get it weasel into her.
And congratulations again.
Like, subconscious here, being like, you shouldn't marry him because you don't even know him, which is absolutely valid.
Now what's going on?
It's definitely getting in her head.
Here's your muffin.
Thanks.
Kirk passed out. Everybody's turning to him now.
Fine. You took it fine.
Someone passed out?
Kirk.
Oh, Kirk passed out. All right, whatever.
Okay, Grandma Grandpa's house.
Hey, because we didn't get to see them at all last episode.
Everything okay?
Hey. Yeah, I'm just tied to the emergency brake.
How did you do that?
Oh, you know, with a flourish and a big ending. Okay, I got it. Let's go. Oh, my coat.
It's pretty warm out for a coat.
Yeah, well, it tends to cool off the minute I get in that house.
You good?
I'm good. My keys. Mom.
Oh, man.
They're in the ignition. Okay, I got them. Let's go.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
She is stalling.
I took a wrong turn.
It's time.
Well, my self-preservation instincts at work, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And then the coat and the keys.
I got stuff on my mind.
Mac stuff?
No. Stuff.
You're lying.
I'm being mysterious. That's what women do.
Mom.
Oh, look. Doorbell. Pretty sound.
You know, you always make me tell you what I'm thinking.
Yes, and the lesson we've learned from that is you should never become a spy.
You're here. Richard, they're here.
You're here.
Come in.
No.
Why?
Because you're scaring Rory.
Oh, stop that. Get in here.
Oh, my God. What is she so happy about? Did she hear about this?
Let's get
she heard about the engagement.
Put your coat down. Oh, and are you hungry? I had Antonia make some Roquefort puffs.
She heard about it.
Antonia, bring the puffs.
Oh, Roquefort puffs. Is that what we were making this season?
No.
Well, hurry up.
I gotta make a list.
Oh, Roquefort puffs. Yes, please make a list.
Oh, tell me what's new with you girls.
Nothing.
Hey, Grandma, what about you? Did something special happen?
Well, as a matter of fact... Oh, for goodness sake. Richard, damn it!
Mom, why don't you just tell
Emily.
Us what's happening now?
Language.
Oh, all right. I can't wait for your grandfather any longer.
How's it spelled? Roquefort?
Well, you know, I'm very good
R-O-Q-U.
Friends with Jimmy Charleston, headmaster's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have this little arrangement where she keeps me apprised of all the goings-on at Chilton. You know, she tells me all the gossip on the students and their parents and any piece of
okay.
information I might find useful.
Thanks.
Well... This afternoon, she called to tell me the class list just came out, and Rory has finished in the top 3%.
Oh,
whoa!
That's why she's so excited.
I do. Well, who do you know at Chilton?
I bet Paris has burned her house down.
Oh.
It wasn't definite, but I had a pretty good idea.
Rory.
Oh, Rory already
wonderful
knew?
News. You finished in the top 3% of your class.
Grandpa
oh,
looks
yeah,
like
Dad,
a penguin.
J. Edgar Hoover over here was just telling us.
What? I told you not to say anything before I got here.
Well, you took too long.
No, we already knew.
It's a simple request.
Just hang up the phone.
Okay, it's good news either way. Let's all agree on that.
I am immensely proud of you, Rory.
Yes, we knew you could do it.
Oh, we certainly did.
We have to celebrate. Next week, we will have a special dinner.
Grandma, all of your dinners are special.
Well, this one will be extra special. Oh. We'll make all your favorite foods, and you can invite some of your friends.
There's an excellent chance that presents might be involved.
You guys do not have to do this.
Lorelai's looking at a ring.
We most certainly do.
It's a butterfly. If that's not the most by the end of the early year, you've overtaken everyone. Thing I'd seen.
Yeah.
So good.
Through and through.
Dinner is ready.
She put it on her ring finger just to see what it would look like.
After the top 3% in her class.
Well, thank you very much.
Just go ahead and start without me. I gotta check in at the end. Michelle's there by himself. People could die.
Well, hurry up.
Of course, having a ring on your ring finger is enticing to look at. It's not gonna make you not want to be married.
Lorelai?
Where are we gonna live?
Well,
she's talking to Max.
My house?
She's being a panic call.
We have to figure this stuff out. I have a life and a kid, and both of them require a house of some sort.
Okay, but...
I have stuff. I have a lot of stuff. You haven't seen my closet yet, but you would not believe
Max has a small
the amount
condo.
Of stuff one person can accumulate. I don't even know what this stuff is, but it's there, and it's mine, and it needs a place to live.
Well...
And I want to work.
What?
And I like my bank.
Okay, hold on.
It's small, and the teller's name is Margie, and she can't count, and I think there's something so poetic about banking at a place where the teller can't count.
Lorelai.
What?
Calm down. Talk to me.
It's just...
It's a lot of work, yeah.
If I die, I want you to know where the coupon drawer is.
Need to communicate.
I do, I think.
Well, we need to figure these things out before...
Before what?
Oop.
Are you saying yes?
No.
What?
Are you saying yes?
Why are you asking me that?
Because you call me out of the blue.
She didn't say that.
Completely panicked about where we're going to live and bank and coupon drawers and
Margie. Because it matters.
Well, these are important things to discuss.
I agree. They're extremely important things to discuss, especially if you're saying yes. Are you?
What if she says no? Are they broken up again?
I am so thrilled about this. Do you think you'll get a certificate?
No, I don't know.
Well, they certainly should give you a certificate or a plaque or something. I'll talk to Biddy about that tomorrow.
I can't wait to tell Talman McCabe about this.
Talman McCabe?
About that simpleton grandson of his.
Simpleton Gramps?
His head is shaped like a football.
It is not.
If he fell asleep in the park, someone would try to punt him.
Talman is a very what dear are these? Of yours.
Is it yes, Hey he Arnold?
And one should always share wonderful news with one's very good friends.
You just want to brag.
Well, I think I have a right, don't you?
Well, goodness, you think you were the one who finished in the top 3% of your class.
Oh, no.
It was my genes.
Is it yes? Lorelai smiling at Murray and shaking her head, and there everybody's screaming. Oh, no.
Sure.
Oh.
What are you doing? What are they doing, Emily?
I have no idea. Stop that, you two.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Why stop?
What is going on?
I'm just really jazzed about this whole 3% thing.
Yeah, really, really jazzed.
Yeah.
You're so happy.
I don't even try to understand, Richard. Antonia, please bring some club soda for Mr. Gilmore's shirt.
Oh my gosh.
Carlita, we're running out of clarified butter.
At the kitchen of the inn with Sookie.
No parboiling. Consigliera di Messiato Suave.
Oh, that looks good.
A little pinch of oregano. I think we've got it.
Okay.
I think we got it.
Are they good? Ooh, they look good. Yes, they do. Oh,
is that Jackson?
It's got my hand.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Thanks. Okay, I'll be fine.
The lobster had her hand.
I'm a bit flatter. Don't worry. You are fresh, aren't you? Okay.
Stop touching them, Sookie.
Michelle, I'm going to need you to move.
In a minute.
What are you doing?
I am weighing my jerky.
Why?
A group of scientists did a study on rats where they cut their daily calories by 30%.
And you felt left out?
No, the rats lived 30% longer. And the scientists were so impressed that they cut their own calories, just like the rats.
It was a very nice display of solidarity.
I have decided to do the same. I figure if I stay alive long enough, these scientists, they will be able to cure anything, including death. Therefore, ensuring my indefinite existence.
So you're going to live forever? Like on Fame?
Don't speak to me.
Give me back my scale.
Hey, I have an announcement to make, and it's big, and it's fabulous. You are not going to believe it.
Goodbye.
Table.
Wait, I got news.
Lots of grapes.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's very exciting. Excuse me.
What? What's with the turkey?
Michelle thinks he's going to live forever. Like on Fame? That's what I said.
100 years from now, we'll sit around telling my fellow men of science about the two of you, and we will giggle like little girls at your ignorance. Now I have work to do.
He did say giggle like little girls, right?
Forget him. Tell me about your fabulous news.
I'm engaged.
What?
I'm getting married.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
What?
No.
Sookie. Oh my God.
This is amazing. Oh my God, yeah. I'm shaking. Max is a wonderful man. It is Max, right?
Yes, it is Max.
I knew you'd get engaged.
Really?
God, that I is didn't. So
the fact that be a the fact that Suki said that.
Sadie, such a red flag. Lady.
Meet a mortgagee.
Funny girl.
Sorry, Sadie, Sadie, Sadie married lady.
Who's catering?
Funny girl.
Streisand.
I'm making the cake also.
Absolutely.
Start a menu. Something light and romantic to start with.
My
something
phone thought I said Siri, and champagne. That's why it
truffles
made a noise.
Go wonderful with champagne and scrambled eggs.
Oh, okay.
Suki, honey, I know scrambled eggs don't sound very festive, but
oh no, she's
when you put
starting
them in the little eggshell and you put caviar on top, they're quite a crowd pleaser.
Hey, what's with the waterworks, lady?
It's just, I don't know. You raise that little girl all alone, and she is so great.
Oh,
and
she's
you
really giving it.
You work your butt off here, and you go to school, and you put up with me.
Great actress.
Oh, you just really deserve this.
Thank you. Oh, you deserve it, too.
Prepare yourself for the most gorgeous Brussels sprouts ever. Suki, are
it's
you
Jackson.
Okay? Are you hurt? Have you been making cutlets again?
Lorelai's getting married.
A bag of Brussels what? Sprouts.
Oh, I love saying that. Married, married, married.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, don't freak
pressure's
Jackson
on you now, Jackson. I love it. Oh, it's so funny.
I do. No.
Oh, good.
Brussels sprouts with like a garlic olive oil for the wedding.
Absolutely.
That sounds like the part. Kind of side dish, doesn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Well, what do you think is the most romantic vegetable?
You know, I'm the wrong guy to ask.
You're the vegetable guy.
Yeah, the normal vegetable guy, not the romantic vegetable guy.
Puts pressure on everybody around you.
An appropriate vegetable would be to serve at a wedding. I've never even been to a wedding. One, my cousin Bon Bon. Yes,
what?
That's his real name. And I didn't stay long, and I didn't notice the vegetable, so I would not be the guy to ask about wedding vegetables.
I love this.
I'm not the wedding vegetable guy.
This is so funny.
Jackson!
Yeah. Jackson's got panicked. My girlfriend wants me to get married face on.
Yep. Hey, next time he's here, tell him that you're pregnant.
With twins.
Why not?
Yeah, freak him out. Hilarious.
Okay, so what's the latest?
I just got off the phone with the American consulate.
We're talking to Lane.
Can you say
Hyungyeol? Lane's in her rock closet.
No, what is that?
My Korean name.
There must be something you can do.
I'm a minor. I've been put in the custody of family by my parents. That's it. It's over.
You have to at least try to talk to your family.
I don't know. I have to go. Last meal.
She's leaving imminently.
Already?
Wow.
What?
Her rock closet is horrible. Oh.
Coming, Mama.
Do you want tater tots also?
That's a rhetorical question, right?
Well, I was wearing glasses.
So? What kind of dress
is this
do you
a thing?
Of?
Yeah.
The one Stephanie Seymour wore in the Guns N' Roses video?
What about colors? Did you pick
a
color
I don't know why
yet?
She needs
yes.
to cook
really
with glasses
what?
On, but...
Okay, I am planning this wedding without you. You will have
but
no
she has contacts.
Say, and I may not even let you come. Oh. Hello?
Rory, good. It's Max.
Oh, hey, Max.
I've been out ring shopping all day.
Ring shopping? Very interesting.
Now, I've narrowed it down to three different rings, but I want to get her something
thing.
She's really going to like, not just something that she tells me she likes, but she really hates, and you know her taste in jewelry better than I do, so I thought maybe you could give me some advice.
Okay, well, anything with the word foxy on it is a big crowd pleaser.
Oh,
foxy!
For our first anniversary.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. The first ring has a gold band. And sort of a square diamond. It's simple, but very classic.
Gold band, square diamond, simple, classic. I'm not sure that's really her.
Okay.
The next one. Lorelai said no.
Is sort of an engagement band with small diamonds all around it.
Engagement band,
gold.
Yes, of course.
And there's a wedding band that sort of fits into it, like a set.
White gold engagement band, small diamonds around it, with wedding band that fits into it. That's
yeah, that sounds pretty average to me.
Third one.
Yeah.
It's hard to picture it, though. What's the shape of the diamond?
From the 20s.
Large diamond in the middle.
Large diamond in the middle.
Diamond clusters on the sides.
Diamond clusters on the sides.
Okay.
A little deco.
A little deco.
Deco.
She's panting like a dog.
That sounds great. Good going. She's going to be
good
ecstatic.
Going.
She's right there with you, isn't she?
What? No.
No, I thought I heard her bark.
No, that's just a wild jackal that hangs out here sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Put Cujo on the phone, please.
One sec. Here, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hello, Max. What a pleasant surprise. I just
walked in. Somebody knocked on the door. Who is it? It's Dean with a new haircut.
Nope, right on time.
Oh, we're how many minutes into this episode and we're just seeing Dean?
Where's your mom?
In the kitchen, on the phone.
Beginning, middle, or end of a conversation.
Beginning?
Well, I'm concerned with jewelry, so there may not be an end to the conversation.
But her bedroom is right next to the bathroom.
Hi.
To the kitchen. Oh, they're kissing outside of the street.
Tan? What's happening?
I miss that.
Looks different.
Oh.
So, you know, this whole breaking up thing, we tried it.
Yeah, we did. It didn't really work for me.
Me either.
Okay, good. So it's decided. Breaking
what
up, not
to his
fresh.
I mean, hey, not that it's a bad thing. I'm sure some people like it.
Oh, sure. Cher, Greg Allman. I bet they'd give it a big thumbs up. Did you pick out your ring?
Yep. He's going to surprise me with it tomorrow.
20's deco?
Supposedly ripped right off of Zelda Fitzgerald's cold dead hand.
Holy shit.
Hey.
When's dinner ready?
Really?
Do I look like a timer?
I thought you might have set one.
Silly rabbit.
Timers are for kids.
I say 10 minutes, we're there.
I'll get us set up.
So what's the movie for tonight?
Oh my god, a classic.
Can't do teeth.
The Jonah Melissa Rivers story, starring...
Jonah Melissa Rivers. A mother and daughter torn apart by tragedy.
Suicide.
Not getting the Tonight Show.
Mean boyfriend.
Identical noses.
You'll laugh, you'll cry.
Because you're laughing so hard.
It'll be an evening to remember.
Plastic cutlery?
In the pivotal scene, yeah, where a very distraught Joan gets locked out of high holiday services.
And paper
because she's
plates?
Late, I will be forced to rewind it and play it over and over about 4,000 times.
Okay. You'll never be the same.
Should we pause it?
Yes, we should. I was waiting for the scene to change. It never happened.
It never does. You just have to click pause.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, we are back.
I want to see this ring.
So,
I love Art Deco rings.
Tomorrow.
Thanks. It's nice to be back.
I missed you.
I missed you guys too.
No, I mean we really, really missed you.
You need the water bottle change, don't you?
Desperately.
Yeah, I can't reach. He's like 2 feet taller than everybody in this house.
The what? The water bottle?
Where's Maybe Dean? There's an outdoor water bottle.
Getting water.
You're shameless.
He offered.
Please.
The first thing he said to me was, "Hey, Lorelai, can I change your water? What can I do? The kid's a freak."
Okay.
Hey.
You had to get the big water bottle. Oh, it's
I'm
really
so sorry
heavy.
Oh, sparklets.
I don't mind.
You will. She pulled out the mower this morning.
Well, if that movie is anything like you described, mowing might be a good alternative.
Hey, Emily, the water here in Boston is so good you don't need a filter. It tastes amazing from the tap.
Ooh, like in New York?
Yes.
Wow.
You're going to love it.
Probably won't taste as good as the fresh water I had in Alaska, though. That was the best water I've ever had in my entire life.
Absolutely. But it's way better than the water I just had when I was in London, which was bad.
Yeah. No. Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah?
My grandparents are having this special dinner for me next week. It's nothing big, but they said I could invite someone, and I thought, you've never seen my grandparents' house, and I'd really like you to meet my grandpa.
Alessandra, I need to pause.
Oh.
I need to pause.
All right. Well, Emily's going to go attend to this, and I think I'm just going to pause the recording. And get back to it when it stops beeping. Okay, we are back. Emily solved the problem.
I've been having many problems in my house, apparently, during our recordings.
It happens. Okay, Rory is talking to Dean about something. I don't remember what she was talking to him about.
They were talking about, oh, the dinner, the celebratory,
asking him to go to dinner. Yes, okay.
It's just the last time I met your grandma was the night of the dance. And you know how that turned out, so.
The dance was a long time ago. She's over it by now. I'm sure everything would be fine.
She's not.
You want me to go?
Yeah, I want you to go.
Yeah, of course she'd want you to go.
They stayed out too late.
Boyfriend.
Good.
Yeah.
Coming.
I love it. Okay, grandma's house.
Antonio, take this and must put it in the night dining room, please.
Of the dinner.
Oh, I like that tie.
It's rather snappy, isn't it? Oh.
Richard, don't you dare get on that phone. They'll be here any second.
I'm not getting on the phone. I'm going to give Rory that first edition of Mencken's Crestomathy.
What even is that?
I have no idea what
that
is.
Well, hello there.
Dean is there.
Well, hello there.
Grandma, ooh, you remember Dean, right?
Yes,
Rory didn't
nice
tell
to see you again.
Grandma was
thanks
coming.
Your house is great. It's huge. I've never seen a house this huge before.
Well, thank
uh-huh
you. So few people bother to notice the hugeness of the house anymore.
Mom, it was so nice of you to tell Rory to invite a friend tonight, seeing as this is her night. That was really nice of you.
Mm.
It was my pleasure.
Good.
Well, don't just stand there. We have a celebration to attend. Come in, come in.
Okay.
Yep, real. This is gonna be real good.
So Emily doesn't know about
the
marriage
yet. So, what would everyone
yet
like to drink?
Well, I'll have a white wine. Dean will have a beer.
What?
What?
Corona, right?
No, I don't want a beer. I don't drink beer. I'll have water or soda or anything or nothing. Not beer. Never beer.
Gosh.
Beer's bad.
Relax, Dean. That's just Lorelai's little sense of humor. You're very cruel.
Yes, well, keeps me young.
I'm just gonna sit here and stare at my hands.
Soda, Dean.
Oh my gosh,
please.
He's trying sorry really hard.
Oh, I'll have a beer. I'm sorry, Dean. We're not laughing at you.
Oh, wait, I think I was.
I think I was a little too.
Oh, Richard,
he does
there
look
you
so
are
tan.
Come join us.
Like Hugh Bonneville and
Grandpa.
Down
hey,
Abbey movie,
this
too.
Is Dean.
Oh, the boy's
Dean,
there.
This is my grandpa.
Hi.
Richard's seen the boy.
Sorry, hi.
Okay, stood up.
Hello.
It's nice to meet.
Does everyone have drinks?
Oh
Richard!
My God, Richard. Jesus.
That's rude.
Yeah, we'll have drinks, thanks.
Richard.
Let's be more awkward. It's ridiculous.
Should we do the beer thing again?
I don't think so.
Oh boy.
Goodness.
Grandma, I can't believe we found a recipe for beefaroni.
Grandpa's very
upset. Antonio thought I'd gone insane.
Oh, write that out, beefaroni.
No one needs a comment from you.
No, I was just going to say,
I don't
want to
make
the secret
this.
Well, let's just say it's not beef.
No. Oh, okay. I'm done.
So you then what is it?
Dean, would you like some more?
No. I'm fine, thanks.
Well, then I guess it must be present time.
You didn't have to.
Oh, yeah, Mom, you didn't have to. Unless you got something that'll fit me, too, in which case, good going.
Here you go, Rory. Congratulations. We're so proud.
Thanks, Grandma. Thanks, Grandpa.
Go on.
Grandpa's not happy. Oh, my God.
Richard! Why are you being like this?
Pens. All yours.
It's beautiful.
I think the top student deserves the top tools.
Mm. Thank you so much.
Mm. A pen.
Really?
Grandpa can't even look at her because she brought a boy.
Very nice, but
my God!
I just bet there is a fabulous fancy dessert just sitting out there in that kitchen of yours.
As a matter of fact, there is. Twinkies.
What?
Well, Lori told me that was her favorite dessert.
Emily Gilmore, you are one classy broad.
Antonia, please bring out the Twinkies.
I can't believe I just heard you say those words.
Well, don't get used to it.
So, Dean, where are you planning to go to college?
Okay, here we go.
Well,
Geez, Dad, start off with, like, what's your favorite baseball team or something?
I'm talking to Dean.
Don't know yet.
Start the interrogation.
No, not yet.
Well, what kind of grades do you get?
Richard, please, don't grill the boy.
I'm not grilling the boy, Emily. It's an easy question. A's, B's, C's.
I get a mixture, actually.
A mixture.
What's the ratio?
Richard.
I'm just trying to get to know the boy, Emily. After all, Rory brings home a young man to dinner. Least we can do is to find out something about him.
He changes a mean water bottle.
I get a couple A's, a couple B's, a few C's.
Really?
I'm not great in math.
Yeah, except who is really, you know? Except mathematicians or the blackjack dealers, or I guess Stephen Hawking doesn't suck, but, you know. You know what else is good, though, Mom? Is a ho-ho. Because if you can't find a Twinkie, you know, you treat yourself to a nice ho-ho.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take to open a box?
She's making them.
She's making the Twinkies? You're kidding.
Oh, Richard, wasn't there a book you wanted to give Rory?
In a minute, Emily. So, Dean.
Grandpa?
You do know that Rory's going to an Ivy League school.
I know.
Harvard, Princeton, Yale.
He said he knew, Dad.
You need top grades to get into a top school.
Yeah. Well, Rory's really smart.
Yeah. She is really smart.
Mom? Yeah. Why don't we all go sit in the,
How are you planning to make a living once you graduate from this college you haven't thought anything about yet?
Grandpa, can we talk about something else?
I'm going to get that book.
I asked you a question.
I don't know what I want to do.
You know, when I was 10 years old, I knew exactly where I wanted to work.
That's because you always picked last for dodgeball.
I knew I wanted to go to Yale and put on a nice suit every day and be a very important man in a very powerful firm. And I knew I wanted to travel and see the world.
Well, that's great.
I wanted to see La Traviata at the La Scala Opera House. I wanted to walk the ruins of Pompeii. I wanted to travel the Far East.
Or be a ballerina or a fireman.
Lorelei, this isn't funny.
It's a little funny to think of a 10-year-old kid dreaming of the La Scala Opera House.
Rory does. Rory wants to travel. Rory has plans.
Rory's special.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Rory is special.
Well, I know that Rory's special.
I got it.
Dean is special too, Grandpa.
Rory.
You don't even know him.
I know enough.
No, you don't.
What?
Dean what? Is incredible, and he's special to me, and I bring him here, and you attack him.
I'll not be spoken valid. To like that in my house.
Richard, here, give her the book.
This family
he's
has standards.
Openly you attacking this young
you
man.
Everyone
he
you
really
spend
is.
Time with live up to them also. You are a gifted girl with immense promise, and you should learn very early that certain people can hold you back.
This is Grandpa, embarrassing. This is embarrassing.
This
is not how somebody should treat somebody else in their own home. This is ridiculous. No one would do this.
Thank you for the dinner and the gift, Grandma, but I really think we should be going.
They would do this behind closed doors, not in front of him. Like, that is not something that would happen.
Sorry.
You know what I mean? Like, they would meet him, they'd be extremely polite, and then later they'd be like, I don't like him. Like, that is a completely different situation.
Isn't that crazy? That's supposed to be us, right?
Oh my gosh. Oh, the hell was that?
Well, awkward. Some dessert. You never did get your Twinkie.
No, thanks. I think I should get going.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, Dean handled that pretty
all
well.
I can say is Dean, tonight you officially became a good more girl. Feels good, huh?
Yeah.
See you later. Meet you inside.
That was completely uncalled for, Richard.
It's no big deal.
I had no idea. I thought he would... I am so sorry.
It's not your fault.
None of those things he said were true. None of them mean anything. I don't know what made him act that way.
You
I
know
just...
what? Let's just forget it. All right?
Please don't be upset.
I'm not.
Dean.
I'm fine. I'm not upset.
Well, you're a little upset.
It's upsetting.
I have to go. Call you tomorrow.
Okay.
No sane person can get to that dinner and not be upset.
That man is impossible.
Twinkie?
He just attacks Dean out of nowhere, and Dean is sitting there being perfectly nice, and then all of a sudden, oh, God, I'm so mad.
Lorelai opened like a dozen Twinkies.
And he doesn't listen. He just wants to say horrible things.
Are they going to eat all of these Twinkies?
And listen to him and then just
probably.
Agree with him.
She's
what
plating
is that
them.
All about?
Like
that is about 100 years worth of inbreeding.
Like they're cheese
I've
or something.
I've never seen him be mean
like they're...
ever. Not like that. I don't know how I'll ever talk to him again.
Like it's a pile
and
of sausages.
He must be so upset right now. I hate that he did this to him. I
like
hate
a pile
it.
Of Lincoln logs.
A plate of cookies.
My father was
what
in
the
fine
hell?
Form tonight. But...
But there's a butt from you. There's a butt,
Twinkie.
Why does she open all of those? There's no way they could eat all those Twinkies.
As much as he loves you,
it was unnecessary.
Now, that having been established, let's just consider that maybe this flip-out tonight actually came from somewhere that possibly has nothing to do with Dean and very possibly has nothing to do with you.
What are you talking about?
You are the great white hope of the Gilmore clan. You are their angel, sent from up above. You are the daughter they didn't have.
Mom.
No, it's not a feel sorry for me thing. It's just the truth. I mean, you're going to go to college. Hell, you're going to graduate from high school. They're going to get to watch you walk down the aisle wearing your cap and gown and get your diploma and go to Harvard and be a Phi Beta bimbo and graduate with honors and just set the world on fire. I mean, that is the plan. Looks like it's going to happen.
It is going to happen. Except for that Phi Beta bimbo part.
But then tonight you walk in with this beautiful boy who likes you enough to brave going to your grandparents' house for dinner, and Dad looks at you and sees you with him and all of a sudden has a terrible Lorelai flashback. He sees it all going away. The college, the cap and gown. And...
But I'm not going to get pregnant.
I know that.
He should know that.
Yes, he should. But you do have my eyes.
You do realize you just spent the last 10 minutes defending your dad.
I know. I'm going to have terrible nightmares all night long. But I'll tell you what. If you cut him a little slack, I'll wear my porn star t-shirt to dinner next week.
Deal.
Good.
Hello? I just thought you should know that my parents just brought in a suitcase that I'm supposed to take on my trip.
Oh.
Alessandra, this...
Oh my god.
Is the size of a child's bed.
I wonder if there's some forced perspective going on here because it looks like a normal suitcase, but it is the size of Lane. I don't know how else we can describe it.
It's literally up to Lane's shoulders.
Oh, that is so funny.
This is the size of suitcase I need when I have my one way flight to Boston. This is what I need.
Uh huh. Yeah.
This is the suitcase I need.
Yeah.
Up to my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And get fined like $150 for how big it is.
Like I said,
definitely weighs more than 60 pounds.
I'm gonna get you under 75 pounds. I can take. Two under 75 pounds bags. Okay.
Yeah. I'm also going to pay for two check bags.
I also think I can get you two under 75 pound bags for free.
Then I'll buy a third one.
The two of us with five bags? We need one of those little cart things.
We're going to need like a Home Depot push tray.
I would have to have Danny come get us at the airport.
We're gonna need a taxi van.
Taxi van. We're gonna have to go in two taxis. Okay.
We're gonna need a taxi soccer mom car.
All right. Okay. Okay.
All right. This is hilarious.
Rip. And to paint you a picture, it could fit you and me plus everything we own, and still have enough room to do a little souvenir shopping.
You could.
I'm never
honestly,
coming
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
What is Laura?
I don't think Lane's ever coming back.
Run around with a boy like that. Well, of course, she isn't thinking. She never thinks.
Richard, please, you're giving me a
headache. She does think.
And what were you thinking, inviting him over here?
We told her she could invite someone. You were right there.
I did not mean him.
Please calm down.
I will not calm down. Did you hear the way she talked to me?
Yes, I heard the way she talked to you.
She sounded like her mother.
Richard, your heart.
You're attacking her boyfriend.
We can't have another heart thing.
That age shouldn't have a boyfriend.
You truly think
he's going to have another heart thing. He's going to have another heart.
She's going to date, and she should date. Proper socialization
he's
is important.
Winding himself
to a child,
up too much.
But she should not date one boy, and she should not date him.
What's wrong with him?
Don't answer that.
I'm going to answer it.
Emily, we are in the middle of a discussion.
I'm sure you'll remember exactly where you were 5 minutes from now. Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Gilmore? It's Suki St. James. Your best friend?
Suki, no!
I don't know if you remember me.
Oh, yes, you're the chef at the inn.
Suki, don't say.
Hi. Listen, I started to call so late,
but I need to ask you a question.
Suki, don't.
A surprise wedding shower for Lorelai and Matt. Oh!
Emily doesn't know. She doesn't know.
But I wanted to make sure that you guys were going to be around before I finalized everything. It's going to be Saturday, the 21st.
I don't know. I'd have to check.
Okay. Oh, okay. You check, and then you call me at the end. Okay?
Yes, I'll get
back. She burned her hand.
Okay.
She's always hurting herself.
Oh, no.
Shit.
I want you to call Rory tomorrow and apologize.
What?
I want you to call her and tell her you're sorry. That you weren't feeling well,
that's
and
why
you think
they didn't
that Dean is a lovely boy and he's welcome here anytime.
Have you gone insane? Under no circumstances.
Our daughter is getting married. She's getting married and she didn't tell us. When Rory decides to get married, I'd like her to tell us.
Oh!
Call her tomorrow.
Wow! Ooh. I mean, oh my God.
Oh, Emily.
That is super painful.
So sad.
It's so awful, like truly so sad.
I must be insane.
Okay, Max is over.
And speaking of marrying into,
yes,
I have a little something for you.
Let me guess, is it gum? Because you know how much I like gum. And how concerned I am about dental hygiene.
Oh yeah, see the ring, see the ring, see the ring. God, I have to look at this tiny little screen.
You like?
There's nothing on it. Yeah, we can't see it yet. But I want to know what this 1920s ring looks like because
need a close up.
It's too big.
No, it's not.
Here,
it's
give it
not.
To me.
It's not.
No, you can't have it back.
Well, I'll get it sized.
No, it's okay.
Well, it's gonna fall off.
I'll wear it on my thumb.
You're not gonna wear it on your
I'll
thumb.
I'll eat a lot of salt and bloat up.
Just let me get it sized, and I promise you'll never have to take it off again. In fact, I'm gonna insist on it.
Show me the ring, because I couldn't get a deco ring.
Oh, just in a minute, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to show it to us. Nope.
Oh my God.
I'm getting married.
Okay. We didn't get to see the ring. Wowza. That was some episode. Jesus. So much happened in it. I'm getting whiplash, honestly.
I do not remember this, like, Lane going to Korea scenario. I do not remember this at all.
We have a whole summer to go through.
We sure do. And that episode spanned, what, a week? Because we had two family dinners in
it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Okay. That was a pretty strong start to season two, I'll say.
I think so. Yeah, it was really like it touched all of the different anxieties of the Gilmore family. And so that's always good. There wasn't a major fight with any of the guys, so that was also good.
Yeah, we need to have the things are going well before shit hits the fan. So this is like the honeymoon phase right now. Like that's what needs to happen for probably another episode or two, and then shit's gonna hit the fan. So don't get too comfortable because it's coming.
Yeah, it's no, coming. I did like this episode, so I'm gonna give it 7 massive suitcases out of 10.
Wow. 7?
7. I thought it was pretty good.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, Emily and Richard were in it, and that made it
better.
So much better, even though Richard completely overreacted to Dean coming over. So that was insane.
Yeah, that was insane.
It seemed almost a little too much. Like, he could have done some grilling, but, like, he didn't need to go that far.
He could have been more respectful about it. He just really did not. Like, that's
I feel like that was a little out of character for him a little bit, just because he can be protective and he can be, but like he's at least he's never shown that he's been very overbearing. That's always been Emily. So I don't know if they're like swapping for some reason this season, because Emily's come to terms with like, I don't want my daughter and my granddaughter to completely cut me out of their lives. So I'm trying to be better.
Be nicer.
And maybe Richard now needs to learn that. I don't know. So I don't know. That seemed like a little much, but I thought it was still, you know, I feel like that decision still made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But man, do I want to give it slightly less or the same? I like this episode. I'm going to give it a 7.5 Ruckford Puffs out of 10.
Yeah. Okay. I love it.
So far on my list, I have Ruckford Puffs and then Beefaroni.
Right. Beefaroni.
So those, I wasn't going to put Twinkies on there because that
No. seems... But we could get Twinkies. Because they're Rose's favorite.
I haven't had a Twinkie in so long. They even still make Twinkies?
Absolutely.
Can you buy a Twinkie?
Absolutely, they still make Twinkies.
Really?
Yes, definitely. 100%.
Okay.
You can just get them at any regular grocery store.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, we can get a Twinkie.
Yeah.
Just because it's probably been like... I've had one.
Oh, I bet longer. Years isn't that even long ago. I bet, I don't know, maybe 15 years for me?
Maybe.
I don't know, even longer, 20 years?
Do you think the last time you had one was when you were 10?
Absolutely. Like, I don't recall having a Twinkie, maybe since I was 10.
All right, well then we're both going to have a Twinkie then. We're gonna sometime get a Twinkie.
I can't even. We will eat one on the podcast.
We will open it together.
Yeah,
and we will eat it together during one of our episodes.
I've definitely had a ho ho or a what's the ones that look like
ding dongs.
Ding dong. I've had a ding dong.
I used to love ding dongs.
I think I've had one of those in the last 15 years, but not.
I don't think they make ding dongs anymore.
They do make ding dongs. They make all those things. They still make all those crappy little. Yeah, yeah.
What I've never had is a snowball. I've never had.
No, I've never had one of those either.
Aren't those just like covered in coconut?
I don't know what. Yeah. I think you're right. But I've never had one of those.
I've never had a snowball.
Those are like the ones that are like cigar shaped, right?
A ho ho.
Yeah, and a ding dong's like a disc with a little squiggly line on it. Right.
Okay. So we'll get a Twinkie. Yeah. The ding dong is the circular chocolate cake with the little
with the
squiggly line in the middle. Yeah. That's a ding dong. Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna get a Twinkie, and then this is just episode one. So we don't want to throw in our recipe yet.
I'm pretty sure you can get a pack of like two Twinkies.
Oh, I don't want two. I just want one.
We'll give one to somebody else in the house.
Oh, fine.
Or you could buy it and then just ship it to me.
And ship you a Twinkie? And have it arrive all flattened?
Yeah, in the mail.
And mangled?
Send it to me in a flat piece of mail and shove it I'll ship in it your to mailbox? You in
an envelope.
Yeah, in an envelope. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The hat, but only half of it. So, like, you gotta really wrap it up and, like,
in the flimsiest envelope.
It'll get like the oils everywhere.
Oh, it's gonna be leaking when you get it.
Oh yeah, they've got like marshmallow on the inside. I think it's like a cake. Yeah, it's like some with sort marshmallow of fluff on the or something.
Yeah, yeah, some sort of. Cream fluff
whatever. No, I'm recalling it, but like I've definitely had one, but like one in my whole life.
I remember them having a distinct like chemical taste, and like they were too sweet, so like they were something that I did not like. So I'm excited to experience that again.
They can survive like a nuclear winter,
like that's what I've heard. that and cockroaches.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we know what'll be left to when the apocalypse comes. Yeah. The cockroaches and Twinkies.
Yeah. They'll last forever.
Okay. Wow. That was quite the first episode. We're really starting off season two good.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Lorelai is getting married. So, I mean.
I can't believe it. I can't believe she said yes. It makes sense.
I can. Max is a good man. There's nothing wrong with him. He's totally fine.
He's just meh.
No. In my opinion, he's a good guy. Like,
yeah, he's a good guy. He's just kind of he's just kind of, I don't know. I'm not into him.
Well, because he's not Luke.
Because he's not Luke.
Okay, all right. I'm done.
All right, that's it. So that's season 2, episode 1 of Gilmore Girls. We will talk to you in the next one. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We're also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what your favorite hostess treat is. We'd love to know. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.